From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The United States has pledged $1 billion as part of a plan to stop deforestation. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says this is a recognition international public finance must help in this effort to help developing countries. The announcement has come at the UN-sponsored climate change conference in Copenhagen. Developing countries' delegates are in sharp disagreement with wealthier nations at these talks. There's been fighting over how some of these climate change programs can be paid for. Policymakers for the Federal Reserve have decided to keep interest rates unchanged. They completed a two-day meeting in Washington today. They didn't give any hints of rate increases in the near future. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
As expected, the Fed's interest rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee wrapped up an historic year in monetary policy by leaving its target for the overnight federal funds rate between 0.25%, where it has been for the last year. And it once again said it expects to keep the key money market rate exceptionally low for an extended period. Explaining its action in a rate announcement, the Fed said economic activity has continued to pick up, that deterioration in the labor market is abating, and that financial market conditions have become more supportive of economic growth. However, it said economic activity is likely to remain weak for a time. What's more, it said it expects inflation to remain subdued for some time. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
Vice President Biden is hosting a meeting this afternoon aimed at boosting America's manufacturing sector. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama has said repeatedly he wants the United States to be a place where people make things. The trend's been moving in the opposite direction. The percentage of U.S. employees who work in manufacturing has been shrinking for decades. The White House wants to shore up the manufacturing sector because factory jobs tend to pay better than others, and manufactured goods make up a big chunk of U.S. exports. The administration's framework for helping the sector includes improving workers' education, investing in advanced infrastructure, and promoting a level playing field with foreign competitors. The White House is also backing an increased tax credit for investment in factories that make clean energy products. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The nephew of movie and theme park magnate Walt Disney has died. A spokesman for Roy E. Disney says he died today of cancer. Roy Disney was 79. Disney's uncle Walt and father Roy founded the Walt Disney Company in the 20s. Roy E. Disney worked for the company as a writer and producer. He later headed his own firm, Shamrock Holdings, and served on Disney's board of directors, where he twice led shareholder revolts against senior company managers. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 13 points at 10,438. The Nasdaq is up 4 points. It is at 2205. This is NPR. The federal government is suing computer chip maker Intel. The Federal Trade Commission alleges Intel is shutting down other computer chip makers by making deals with big computer makers such as Dell and IBM and forcing them to buy Intel products. Intel says the lawsuit is misguided and that it has been working with the government to settle charges, but the government wanted changes so drastic it would have hurt Intel's business. A France-Africa summit scheduled to be held in Egypt this February has been delayed and relocated to France after a dispute over whether to invite the president of Sudan. He's wanted by an international court. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was due to host the France-Africa summit in the resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, but he angered French leaders by inviting President Omar al-Bashir, the Sudanese leader wanted by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for crimes against humanity in Darfur. Mubarak resisted French pleas not to invite Bashir, but officials say during Mubarak's visit to France this week, he and French President Nicolas Sarkozy agreed to let France host the summit in May instead. France has announced it will carry out the warrant, while Egypt and other African and Middle East states have said they will not. Bashir has dismissed the ICC warrant, which accuses him of running a campaign of genocide in Darfur. He has traveled to several African countries since the warrant was issued. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Doctors for Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi say he will remain hospitalized overnight in Rome. He's being treated for a broken nose and broken teeth following an attack last weekend by a man described as being mentally ill. Doctors have ordered the Italian leader to rest. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.